أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. قال أولو كنا كارهين. قد افترينا على الله كذبا إن عدنا في ملتكم بعد إذ نجانا الله منها وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما على الله توكلنا ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 88 and 89 of Surah Al-A'raf. Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam speech, his address to his people had been documented in the previous verses. Now the response of his people, the qawm of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, this was after a time. Some have stated that the community began to judge the lifestyle, the acquisitions, the prosperity of the both the parties. Those that disbelieved in Shu'aib alayhi salam, they found that they are still comfortable in life. They're still prospering. They still are in opulence. And that means that there is no punishment that is going to come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them. So they address Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, and Allah ta'ala speaks about this address. Qala al-mala. Mala'un actually refers to the chiefs. But Allah Ta'ala has qualified this, الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, those who were arrogant from the people of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْب وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. O Shu'aib, we will banish you, we will expel you, and those who had brought iman with you from our land, from our city. أَوْ لَتَعُوذُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. But you have another choice, that you leave your religion and you return to our millat, to our way of life. So either we're going to banish you, we're going to expel you from the city, or alternatively, you come back to our religion. In other words, you follow our way of life. One simple response of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam said it all. Qala awalaw kunna karihin. That even if we are not liking this, even if we are averse and hating the options that you have given, then also should we do this? When we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam of halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman, one quality and one thing that a person ought to have is to return to kufr, to dislike, to return to kufr. And this is what Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam shows out. His extreme love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had never committed kufr, but those of his people that had accepted iman, they were so strong in that iman that they were tasting the sweetness of iman, and the dislike to return to kufr was there, it was evident. Then he said, قَدْ افْتَرَيْنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا إِنْ عُدْنَا فِي مِلَّتِكُمْ. That certainly if we return, we renegade, we go back to your millat, to your way of life, then we have fabricated a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah that has given this nubuwat to Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. It is Allah that has given hidayat for those to accept this iman. Now to renegade, to go back, that is fabricating an absolute lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows that absolute obedience to Allah, that it is only whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. بَعْدَ إِذْ نَجَّانَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا. After Allah had saved us from your millat. Now again, this is nubuwat. It is not us that brought iman. It is not us that are practicing. It is Allah that saved us from kufr. It is Allah that gave us the hidayat. وَمَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَعُودَ فِيهَا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا. he takes it to another level and he says, and his people also said, that it is not befitting for us that we renegade and we turn to your religion. Illa ayyasha Allahu Rabbuna, except if our Rabb Allah Ta'ala so desires. Again, like we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Lawla Allah, Lawla an hadana Allah, if Allah had not given us hidayat, ma tasaddaqna wa ma sallayna, then we would not have been able to give sadaqah, and nor would we have been able to perform salat. Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were absolutely, in iman was absolutely entrenched in their hearts, that it is only Allah Ta'ala that had given us what He had given us, and there is no need for us then to become proud, boastful, arrogant, and have the superiority complex that I am doing this, others cannot do it. It is all from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wasi'a Rabbuna kulla shay'in ilma. Our Rabb, He has encompassed everything in knowledge. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of all things. Alallahi tawakkalna. You may say what you want to say about banishing us, expelling us from the land, and forcing us to turn, but we put our tawakkul, we put our trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin. Like all Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam would do, they responded that much, and now they speak to Allah ta'ala. Now they leave everything in the hands of Allah, and Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam made this dua to Allah ta'ala when he found that the arrogance of his people had reached such limits that they are unspoken to now. We cannot speak to them anymore. There is no way, words that can now describe them. There is no words that we can convince them with. So he turns to Allah ta'ala and he makes one simple dua. Rabbana iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina. O Allah, you decide between us and our people. Bilhaqi, with the truth. Wa anta khayrul fatihin. And O Allah, you are the best of deciders. You are the best of judges. You will make the best of all decisions. And now he leaves it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.